try to share them up.
Yeah, I broke out the guitar for the first time in forever. And the first thing I did was I played one of my old songs that I wrote, you know, just to see if I could still do it. And it sounded really good. I was like, damn, I still remember the song, too.
Man, do you find that you...
Not all the lyrics, but most of them.
Do you find that you sing covers better than you sing your own songs? Like, you're not paying... Like, you're kind of too in your head when you're singing your own songs?
In a way, yeah. I feel like I play... I don't know. For me, though, because I'm a drummer, I'm not a natural guitar player, really. I love to... I do it, and I like singing. I love singing, but... to play and sing guitar at the same time, it's almost easier for me to do a cover singing and playing at the same time because I'm not so worried about if it sounds, you know, the guitar sounds perfect or, you know. And I've this one particular song that I wrote, it's got a really intricate verse part that's like, to play it, you almost, for me, because I'm novice, I almost have to look at it to sing over it while I'm playing it. I wouldn't be able to look up. But the choruses, you know, I can look up. But
dude, I can't, you know. Like, I can't believe. I'm still 6 years in Nashville, and I'm still enticed by, or the, what's the word, enthralled by the people that can play lead and sing at the same time.
Sure.
Like, oh, just killing
crazy.
It.
Crazy, like Jack White, Ryan Adams.
All the guys. Even, like, the, even guys. The country guys, the like country Brad guys. Paisley and stuff. Oh, like, those guys are just tearing it up.
Chet Atkins. Didn't
It's crazy. I'm looking at those guys play, and I'm like, what? Like, if you listen, like, until I started getting into music more and, like, watching the videos, because I've always been into music, but only, like, only listening to it. I was never one of those guys who got into music videos or, like, looking up YouTube clips of my favorite artists, nothing like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I started seeing live music that I realized that the guy, holy shit, the singer's playing lead.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. What's funny, it's like, I watch a lot of music at work, you know, while I'm working. I'll put on some live concerts. I love watching live music on YouTube. They have everything. It's great. But, yeah, it was cool, man. Like, I picked up. I just turned on the Chords app, you know, learned, like, 3 Beatles songs, you know, and it was fun. Because I was like, man, how can I get back into the, sort of get my fingers back into shape to play? And, like, my fingers still hurt right now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck, I'll learn some cover songs, you know, some Beatles, because they're, you know, the early Beatles is pretty easy. So, but it was cool. It felt good.
Yeah. I still, I need to get new strings on my guitar. They're super hard right now. So my fingers really hurt when I play them.
Yeah.
But I was down, when I was down on vacation playing my, my old man's guitar, he's like, it's brand new strings.
Yeah.
It's a nice Epiphone. So the strings are real close to the neck.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so easy to play. And then I get back here to my Ovation with them old ass strings. And I'm like, I need to get this guitar tuned up, like professionally tuned up.
Yeah, the guitar, the acoustic guitar I'm playing is actually a hybrid guitar. It's actually made for like more steel, like playing with a slide
or
that, something.
That steel one that you got?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. It's nice.
Half steel, half acoustic guitar.
There's a name for that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name to save my life. That's terrible, but it goes to show you I'm a drummer. So, but yeah, it's good guitar to play, man. I mean, you can still play it without, you know, a slide, but it has its own little unique sort of... sound to
it. I've always wanted to learn how to play slide. I never did, even on a regular guitar, like like the I think whoever just lit your phone up lit my phone up.
Oh, Kyle Fanskilla, Shy Town Creeper.
That's how professional we are, just answering the phone something.
At least it's
show.
On silent though, you know?
Right,
we had the wherewithal to put our phones on.
Oh,
anyways, so how was your day, bud?
It was good, man. It was good. Works, you know, just chugging along, and I got a, it was beautiful out today. Got nice to get back in town. I mean, there was no, I went on vacation last week for the audience.
And it's kind of an in-between show right now, if you guys know where I
It's just the second time we've done a, because we had to have one in the can last week. Last week's show was one that we did half-ass before I left, and now we're doing a half-ass one. This is like the second segment to that one. But next week we got
Tony's
guests
traveling
going
the world. He's not.
It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. And no, but there was no stop because I came back from vacation and you picked me up from the airport, and we pretty much went right back in. I had enough time to come home, take a shower, and we went and got coffee, and then went right back out to the bar again. And well, that was a good day.
I had fun, man.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Gorgeous day in Nashville. Did some patio drinking at like 4 different bars. It was great.
Found some $3 rum and cokes. Can't beat that.
Where was that?
Frisky Frogs.
It was Frisky Frogs.
I don't even remember that. I got that one in the noggin in the cheapo bank right there.
Was it $4 or $3?
$3.
Dude, yeah. We had like three or four of those bad boys. And then we went to old doggy.
I'll watch the spaz.
Two Bushwhackers that I drank really fast.
You did. I had a couple of rum and cokes, and the bartender that knew me was putting them in the big glasses and making them strong.
Oh, I noticed those big old glasses.
Well, we say glasses; they're plastic cups.
Sure.
When you drink on the Montbrie and you have to drink like
they
college,
serve their
dude.
Shots in like those wax paper like cups.
Like, it's got like
the medicine cups.
The medicine cups with the like, the milliliters on the side.
It's like the ones they give the psycho patients at the mental hospital.
Check under your tongue.
Yeah, under your tongue, right? I don't see no pills in your poop, bro.
I'm sorry, I stepped on your joke.
It's okay. We're on the same wavelength, so it's all good.
Oh. But man, I had some great conversations on this vacation. Actually, all around lately, we've had some great conversations, even here. I think around here, I think the couple of years mark is up. And we're past the getting to know each other stage, all the people around here, so we can actually be honest and unforgiving with each other, and so that makes for good conversations.
Yeah.
And but even starting,
nothing like that first summer though.
Yeah, that's true, dude. I don't know if you would call that good.
Summer of 69.
that was our summer of 69. What was that? Summer of 15.
Right.
That's gonna go down legendary. Now you got me thinking. Legend motherfucking day.
Yeah. That summer was one of those, like, am I too old to be having a summer like this? Kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a little too old.
It was the perfect storm of a bunch of things to happen in everybody's lives to put them in either a sad enough mood to want to party or a good enough mood to want to go out there and party. You know? Yeah. I think you were coming off a breakup. I was coming off a breakup. But it was long enough for me anyway to the point where I was starting to get back out there and I was starting to want to have fun again and stuff.
Yep.
And I don't know what – I mean, Spencer was just – he's always in party mode.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is reel him up, pull the string on the back.
That's it.
And
Teddy Rose.
But, yeah, Kyle – that was the first summer Kyle moved in. And that was like the water balloon summer and all that. Yeah.
Oh,
Jen was still here. That was a good summer, man.
She was making those wings all summer.
Making them wings.
Whew.
Making that duck.
That girl could cook some fucking chicken.
I'll tell you what, I miss her for the food.
Man,
she was a beautiful, awesome person, but also, but mostly the Thai food. And
my favorite thing about her is when she walked in a room, it was like everyone just sort of got happy naturally. She's one of those people that sort of.
She did. She had a good aura about her.
Yeah, she did. She was good people. Now she's in old New Mexico. We're talking about Katrina. What's her name? What was her show name? What do we call her?
Veronica.
Veronica. That's it.
Hey, if you've listened this far, or if you're a new listener and you really care that much to go back and find out all the old episodes to find who we're talking about, then good on you. Because at this point, I think the statute of limitations is over on anything she may have divulged on air.
True. Yeah. She's all right now.
But yeah, man, it started with 2 weeks ago. I went to go see my daughter. And even then, great conversations because, like, it was the first time in a long time, man, maybe that was the wrong thing to say. We have great conversations, me and my daughter. We're close.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great relationship. But, you know, living not in the same place as her and her being a young woman now and, you know, just being in a family where everybody kind of does their own thing, there was always, I think I mentioned it on the last show, like there was a little bit of like stuff, maybe some resentment that might have come out, and now that got all put on the table, and we were able to have just like that kind of got cleared up the previous trip.
Mm-hmm.
So this trip, when I went to go see her, it was very much like talking to my daughter as an adult and having just a regular plain conversation without any drama, without any blame or anything in there towards each other for
anything. That's what I was wondering, because obviously I don't have kids, but I was wondering, like, when do you... It must be such a cool feeling for a parent when the kid gets that age to where they're just a... what do you call it? Where someone's your equal? Just like, you know what I mean?
You're equal.
Yeah. there's a word for it.
There's someone your peer.
Your peer, yeah. Peer, yeah. Almost like a peer, but...
Yeah.
You know.
It's,
except they want money.
Yeah. But it's odd, but it's cool at the same time because there's a fine line between still being a parent and then you know.
Sure. Treat You're always going to want to look out.
Yeah. But just the opportunity to just have a walk around town, and not like it was even a deep conversation. It was just bullshit. We just walked around town bullshitting all day. Got up in the morning, went to the beach for a little bit, got some sushi for lunch, went and walked around downtown Amelia, and just it was a day of talking that not one thing stuck out to me. It was just the compounding, you know, the concerted effort of the whole day was just walking around bullshitting. Even sometimes it was deep, sometimes it was about nothing. Yeah. And it was just a good talking day.
Yeah, have you ever cut up with her, have good laughs with her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially when we're making fun of other people. That's what we do.
Doesn't that bring people together? Yeah. That and drug problems, I mean.
Or
if you're sharing a drug problem with a person, you're going to be real close to that fucking person.
Or actually, I say
not
when
that I would know about that.
I say when we're making fun of other people, it's usually when her and her mom are making fun of me. That's when they like to gang up on me when we're all together. But it's all good. We're all good friends. But and then that carried over into this trip.
You get them back though, right?
Sure, I try. I kind of lay low.
It's hard when the ladies gang up.
It's hard, and it's also it's a different. I'm on their home turf. It's a different crowd.
What are they gonna do? Just kick you out of the house?
No, but I'm saying psychologically, joking wise, I'm on their home turf. You know,
start making fun of their home turf and then include them in it, and then instant, bam.
No, it's just like when you like that's my Georgia family. Like there are certain jokes I would make around here that I wouldn't make, you know, in Orlando around like down there, and then there's certain jokes I wouldn't make there. Like you got to work the crowd a little bit. No,
you're so Orlando, if Tony.
Put me on the spot.
Yep. You're so Orlando if. You know how they do that. You're so Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You're so Orlando.
I should have a bunch of these off the cuff.
Yeah.
But you put me on the spot.
I mean, what's a stereotypical
so
Orlando
thing? If.
You wear white on Sundays?
Well, I mean, the obvious.
Florida, a lot of people live wearing white. What is that? I don't know. I don't know these things. I'm not from Florida.
If you walk in your front door and the row of shoes by the door is all flip-flops.
Yeah.
Which I saw on this past trip.
You're so fucking Florida, right?
If there's not one pair of lace-up shoes in your foot repertoire.
Yeah.
I walked into my friend Brandon's house, and he has a roommate, or he rents a room out to a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to bust anybody out. I've actually never met the guy. Seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it's my buddy Brandon's house. Nice ass, big ass house. But he lives alone, so he rents a room out. And I walked in the front door and I used the living room bathroom is the one that he uses, the renter. So I go in there to use the bathroom, and right by his bedroom door is a row of all his shoes, and there's literally 15 pairs of sandals and flip flops, and no actual
In the hallway.
Like yeah.
Does
yeah.
he not keep his shoes in his closet or anything?
I don't know. I did not ask that.
It's interesting. Maybe he's proud of his flip-flop.
All flip.
Display.
Flipping and flopping all over the house. But, yeah,
hey,
but.
Hey, is Craig coming?
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Shh, that's Debo. That's like the white Debo. You don't hear the bikes, you hear the flip-flops.
Is he wearing jeans and flip-flops this month? You're so Orlando if you wear jeans and flip-flops.
Jeans and flip-flops is, or if, I'm trying to think Orlando. I'm trying to think of things that are Orlando and not just general Florida.
Yeah. If you're so Orlando, if you have a employee badge to the Disney,
right? Annual passes to Universal.
You're so Orlando, if you've ever worked in Orlando.
Yeah. If you've done the Epcot Center drinking around the world, and made it all the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is?
I've heard about it. Okay. Yeah, they have a beer in each.
Yeah,
place,
or if you're hardcore, you do the drink of that country in that country.
Ah, sweet.
So you start off with Mexico, you do a margarita. Mm-hmm. You go tequila.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to Japan, you do sake. When you get to the States, you do Jack.
That sounds gross, but awesome.
Well, what's gross is when you have to start mixing beer and like other things, like because when you get to France, you do wine. So
you might want to start with France.
Well, I mean, unless you want to crisscross all day.
Oh, okay.
Like, they go in a big semicircle, a big C.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you start at one end, you got Mexico, and then at the other end, you got Canada. And you don't want to start at Canada. I mean, you could, but I've never heard anybody starting at Canada. Because
what is it, bourbon, Canadian whiskey?
It's
something?
Either that or beer, but I think you start at Mexico and work your way to Canada, because if you don't make it all the way to Canada,
shots of maple
it's not...
syrup.
You know, well, you're not missing anything. I'm just kidding, Canadians. But, I mean, I guess.
I love Canada. Yeah. I would actually live there.
I would.
Minus the winters.
Like, if you could, like, yeah. I would not. I would want to go south. But maybe one day I would like to. I would like to go take like a wilderness safari. Like, what's the equivalent of a safari, but in the wilderness? Like, just like a cabin. Like,
I don't know. The Canadian tundra. Is that what you're saying? You want to go up there?
Just like through the woods and shit.
Through the woods, yeah.
Over the mountain, through the hills.
Off to grandmother's house.
But no, me and Brandon sat in his back porch, and he has this. The sun goes down right off his back porch, and it goes over like this little man-made lake, and then it goes like behind the tree line, and it's like so really pretty, and the, you know, it turns the sky all kinds of pastel colors and everything in that Florida sky, and we sat there for like 2 hours, man, and just bullshitted about like and we always have great conversations about like.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
You're sore. Oh, so Orlando, if you've witnessed.
You're sore, Orlando.
You're sore. I'm drinking. You're so Orlando if you've witnessed one of your neighbor's house falling into a sinkhole. That terrifies me, man. Yep. Anyways, okay, that digress.
You're so Orlando if you live down the street from a house full of carnies.
Carnies?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of carnies.
Happened to my sister. She moved into her neighborhood and there was a house full of carnies down the road.
Were they just swinging stuff from their balls and nailing spikes in their noses and swallowing swords in the front
know,
yard?
I don't know, but anything. You certainly don't want to be living next two doors down from the guy who runs the what's that one where you get in it and everybody vomits all the time? It's like where it spins around so fast that you stick to the walls, like a.
Oh yeah, that's the one in that what's the baseball movie like. Bom, 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 bom.
I don't know, but if you live two doors down from the guy who runs the Gravitron, then you do not want to. Might be time to fix the neighborhood up.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was talking about conversations, but now you got me thinking about other Orlando things.
Okay, so you're watching the sunset.
Oh, we're just having great conversations, man. And then and even like we sat out there, we talked about a bunch of just stuff, just love and girls and politics and religion and all that shit we always talk about, and then. I had a great conversation with my mom.
I like how you mentioned love and girls separately. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to talk more about that?
Well, let me walk over and lay down on the couch. Okay.
So this is your buddy Brian, right?
Brandon. Yeah, the guy you met. But
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm finished with that. We had it was a great vacation. I had a great time. I hit the beach. I got some great beachpiration. Mm. I was able to... I like that. I think I just made up a word.
I think you did.
I like it's official. But about a year ago, I went to Cocoa Beach around the same time of year, and I just got the inspiration to start this book I've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost done with it now, a year later, and I was kind of just not. I was having a real hard time figuring out getting the inspiration to write the ending. Mm-hmm. I know how it's going to end, but I want to do something cool. I don't want to rush it just because it's the end.
Sure.
So, people do that a lot with songs, you know. It's like the first and second verse starts out real good, and then like the bridge in the last verse kind of like, like you just were looking for rhymes there.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that with the book, so I went hoping to find some inspiration, and I did, and I wrote on it. The only thing I regret is that I did a lot of writing the very first day, and then. In my mind, I was like, shit, I got so much done. I can just party now. So the rest of the time, I didn't do shit. I just kind of partied But, I mean, not so much party, but just kind of didn't, you know. It was great. I found a couple of new restaurants.
Nice.
I found a couple of, went back to the old ones. And I did a lot of writing, like journal writing. Mm-hmm. So I got some ideas for other stuff. I just didn't, you know, it was a very, I got to do that, man. I got to do that once a year to go away by myself. And I prefer to go to the beach, but anywhere by myself and just do a little when there's no, because I got, there's so much distractions around here that it's just hard to even get. It's like, even if you're in even if you're inspired and you're in the mood to do something creative, there's so many distractions that you don't even realize are distractions until you get away and you're stuck with your own thoughts for days at a time.
Yeah.
And you're,
I went hiking this past Sunday. Saturday? Yeah. Saturday. And, I didn't take my headphones, just, you know, a good 2 hours out in the woods by myself, all in my own mind. It was great. But I was going to say, I'm sure Hunter S. Thompson would agree with your, what do you call it, beach?
Beachpiration.
Beachpiration. He did it. Who else did it? I used to date this girl. Her dad owned Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater, and he wrote a lot of the plays that they did there. And he went to the Bahamas, and he would just sit on the fucking balcony.
Man, you know,
and just write and drink wine. Like, dude, he had to get away from Nashville. He had to get away from paying the bills and yada, 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 and, you know, dealing with employees at his fucking business. And he got away, and he wrote, and that's where he wrote his plays.
Well, and I know I'm not original. I'm not the first person to find inspiration.
No, but you're the first person to ever coin a cool name for it.
But, like, even people that have, like, even somebody like Jimmy Buffett, who is known for his, you know, his Caribbean-esque escapades, he even has lines in a song where he talks about, like, I'm not the first one to pave the way, but I'm just in the path of the, like, you know, everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody from Hemingway to Hunter S. Thompson, you know, to Buffett, you know, everybody finds an inspiration when it comes to that part of the world. And it's always a little bit different for each one. Like, when you hear, like, Hemingway talk about Key West and Cuba, you know, you get a little different view of it at that time period than you do when you, it's something like the Rum Diaries, mm-hmm. when it's a little bit, you know, and then you get Buffett hitting it, and he's Hemingway does this too. He kind of messes like the European in there because he's a Parisian guy, you know, mm-hmm. he was big on Paris, he was an expat, you know, he did all this stuff, and it's all the different, and that melds because a lot of Caribbean islands were colonized by the French and
true,
Spanish,
like a lot
and
of Afro-French. Yeah, in so Haiti, they speak French, right?
Yeah, it's like so many cultures there that are really mixed because of a horrible thing like colonization. But we get this beautiful culture that comes out of it anyway. That's, I guess you can say that. But the
mutts,
indeed. But my last thing I want to get back all of that to say this one conversation I want to talk about.
Okay,
and I got to start. I got back from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The night I got back from the beach to Orlando, from Cocoa Beach to Orlando, my parents took me out with some of their friends to this Mexican restaurant that's freaking awesome. If you're in Orlando, go to Don Julio's in Rio Pinar Plaza. It's freaking the shit. And nice. Straight up, like, hard, straight up Mexican food, like, not Americanized. And everybody, the whole staff in there was awesome. It's a small place, a few tables, and then like a bar that runs along one side,
mm-hmm.
and it's awesome. Happy hour was freaking insane. We start drinking $5 margaritas for happy hour, and that's the start of it. Also, they have, when you order guacamole at the table, they have a guacamole bar they wheel over to you, and you pick what you want in it, and they just make it for you right there. And it's not all watery and shit like when you buy it in the pack. It's like, it's chunky.
Or it looks like baby shit.
Yeah, dude, it's all chunky and shit. Gross. Oh, dude, I can't. I'm never going to be able to eat pre-made guacamole again.
You do or don't like chunky?
I do.
I do like chunky. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, I love the fucking chunky. I cannot ever eat store-made again now. Like, it tastes so gross when it, if it's not. It
doesn't taste gross. It's just not as good. Come on.
It's all slimy and stuff.
I can see that. It's a little slick.
I digress. Back to the $5 margaritas. My mom's and dad's friends leave, and we stay to take a little more advantage of this happy hour. So I switched. Happy hour ended. I switched to mojitos. By the way, if you can make a good mojito, like, that's some of these simple drinks that are just like when you go to, like, we talked about this a little bit over this past weekend. When you go to like a regular bar that's kind of packed and it's kind of collegey, or maybe like you feel bad going in there and ordering a mixed drink.
You don't do that anyways.
No, you don't.
You're not gonna get a good one.
You're not. Everybody, like, when it comes to margaritas and mojitos and things like that, if you go to a bar like that, if you go to a bar that serves it in a plastic cup, you're getting a mix. It's gonna be shitty as hell. This place made straight up mojitos. It was fucking awesome. And my dad switched from margaritas to just tequila shot.
Mm.
And mom was like, you know what? She ordered
Daddy
one.
Feeling good.
She ordered a regular, like, when happy hour was over, she ordered like a real, like a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And
a big what? Beer?
Margarita.
Margarita. Yeah.
It came and she was like, you know what? I don't even want this. I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to let it sit here and you guys can finish yours and we'll go. But we started talking, and the whole time we're talking, she's sipping on it, Before you know, it's all fucking done.
We
called the Uber, and I hate to bust mom out. Mom was blitzed in the Uber and making best friends with the driver.
Of course.
And then we get back to the house.
Where are you from, baby?
We were all having a great time. I'm not going to bust everybody out. We were all having a good time. But it was nice to see mom happy.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, but we get back to the house and we had another one of those. We had one of those long 2-hour conversations. Me and my mom, my dad, out in the back patio.
Yeah.
The very same we recorded the episode on.
Yeah.
And
we should do another one of those, by the way.
Yeah. And it was nice. We talked about family stuff. We talked about I asked some questions about, you know, how I was raised and like why they did certain things like that. Like, but it wasn't like contentious. It was all like just talking like adults, like three people to each other. There was never like a my family has always been very close, but close as like in the moment, not close as like where you ask things about, like very shut off about the past. Like, don't ask about that. It's none of your business. Things like that. But it was finally able to. I was finally able to talk about some of that stuff, and that felt really good. Mm-hmm. But, and it was funny to me because as I'm talking to my mom and dad, me and my dad are still doing tequila shots. Mom's buzz lasted like another 2 hours. I don't know.
You say she doesn't drink much.
No,
so
she doesn't.
She was riding the fucking storm out, baby.
Yeah. She was riding that tequila wave all the way to fucking Happy Town.
That crest and it pulls back in the ocean.
But it was, what was funny to me was that my mom and dad were actually not, they were not bickering. They were on the same side. They were like being like compassionate with each other and like to as I was asking questions, they were like on the same side. Like, that rarely happens. They're never on the same side. They're always like back and forth.
Maybe you guys should get drunk together
I'm thinking I have to. No, well,
it's Share Buzz approved, Christopher Matthew.
I have to get
fucking Hurricane Husex.
I have to get my mom drunk to get any actual info out of her about family shit. Every time I've actually found out anything important about the family, it's been either talking to my dad drunk or my mom drunk. Like, they
Tony's in there like dropping like cyanide, whatever those like spy agency truth telling pills in their drink.
It was really nice though.
Mom,
enjoyed it.
I need you to get drunk. We need to talk about something.
I think I have to get my mom drunk to actually get any info out of her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's that old Italian don't talk about it.
Mom, have another shot. Did you drop me on my head?
Well, and now I guess we rounded. I had 3 days of sitting at my parents' house.
Did you get in the pool? Is the pool open?
The pool was still a little cold.
A little cold, yeah.
My parents' house does not get sun, like, in the part of the day where you need to get sun in the pool. But, which
their backyard faces east, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just the weird shadow of the house or the way it is, but it doesn't get a lot of sun, which is a bad design. But,
she's got a big-ass tree back there, though, too, right?
Pool coming, yeah. But, yeah. Pool heater is in the works, I think, because there's no point in having that and paying the money to maintain it and not being able to use it.
It's a cute little pool.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. It's
a party
still
pool, you know?
It's still April.
It's not
like
a lap pool, but it's like...
No, it's party pool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it's still April. Like, by next month...
I think Florida, I think, man, they've had like 80s and 90s already probably, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not consistent enough to warm the pool up.
That's true.
Like, by next That's month, true. By maybe by the end of May, by my birthday, it'll be hot. But yeah, I mean, I got to spend a couple of days at mom and dad's house just relaxing, which led to more, you know, like creative thoughts and just thinking. Like when there's nothing to do, almost to the point of boredom, that's when you know that it's a good vacation because you've got all the anxieties have finally left you. And you can just, I get up in the morning, I would go out, sit in the back patio, have coffee, you know, so many naps, you know, have breakfast, take a nap, you know, have lunch, take a nap. And then me and Brandon went out again to downtown, got some cigars from that Cuban cigar shop down there. I fucking love that place, man. It's done up, above the bar is done up like little cute, like little apartments. Like it's supposed to look like little adult, like,
oh,
you know, little
yeah,
like a village
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got like, you know, windows with like lights in them and stuff. And there's this one window that's really big and it's always got the curtains closed and there's no light back there. And I always imagine that's the people in there fucking.
Right. It's gotta be making more Cuban babies.
Rolling them cigars up there. So yeah, that was nice. That place, oh crap, man! That place is—it's a little bit nicer, and so the waitstaff is all like beautiful women, and you're smoking cigars. I was ordering
good whiskeys and stuff,
dude. He was drinking Scotch, Brandon, and I was drinking expensive rum, and we were just sitting there all night talking bullshitting.
You and who?
Brandon.
Nice
again, yeah. Nice. And then the next
what up, Brandon?
Yeah, and then the next day we had a little house party at my mom's house. My sister came over and everything, and we got drunk on White Claws.
Yeah.
And then I came home the next day and you picked me up and we went right to fucking DeMombrian.
Yeah, dude.
So that was that.
Yeah. Actually, we got coffee, right?
We did get coffee. I did come home for a little bit. Yeah, I washed up.
About an hour.
Oh, dude, I fucking blew it at the airport, man.
And then Tony walks into my porch all G'd out and his Sunday clothes.
I had to get out. Yeah, I had my traveling clothes on. Right. I had to swap out of my traveling clothes into my Sunday clothes.
That's right. That's it.
Dude, I got on the plane Sunday morning, and I was in the line for Southwest. And who gets in front of me is this... I skipped a piece. I was sitting in the waiting area for my plane, and a plane landed and deboarded next to me, mm-hmm. and it was from San Juan. And the connecting flight was my flight to Orlando. Mm-hmm. So I'm in line to get on my flight, and who gets in front of me is this beautiful, light-skinned Puerto Rican girl, woman, that I was kind of looking at, checking out, and I was like, there's no way she's on my flight. Sure enough, not only was she on my flight, but she sat right in front of me.
Oh, wow,
so, of course, like a creeper, I followed her and sat right next to her on the plane.
And she
picked the window seat. I initially picked the aisle seat, but then then they came on the intercom and said, this is a full flight. So I scoot over one. I was like, you know what? I'm going to scoot over because I don't want some fat guy to sit between us and we get stuck. So we talked a little bit. And then towards the end of the flight, she put her headphones in. And so I read a little bit. And at the end of the flight, I had a couple of Jack and Cokes on the flight.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were coming to get me. I didn't have to drive or anything.
Sure.
It was the last day of my vacation. Fuck it. I can drink before noon. So about final descent time, I started having a fucking piss. I'm like, you know what? I can make it. I can make it till we fucking land. And then I was like, no, you know what? This is not going to fucking happen. I need to fucking...
Where it's so bad that it's painful and you
it
have
hurts,
to,
dude.
Like, if you're not dancing, then it, the pee's
dude,
coming
it
out,
was
basically.
Like... And also, my bladder was so full, it was pushing against the fucking seatbelt. I was kind of loosening it up. I was trying to, like, do that thing where you, like, just tighten your abs up and sit up straight to kind of stretch it out a little bit. And it was hurting.
I wonder
dude.
If she was thinking,
hurt.
Does this guy have to fart? He's, like, uncomfortably, like...
There was a baby in front of us that was stinking the whole fucking time, and I was afraid she thought I was gonna... I was farting or something. But she actually recognized it. She was like, is that baby? I was like, oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, it's not your baby, girl.
But, dude, we... Finally, I was like, this ain't gonna happen. The dude next to me was fucking passed out. He was folded over on his chair, like on the tray table.
Oh, really?
Sleeping. Oh, and wow. I was like, I gotta wake this dude up. So finally, I was like, I can't do it. I gotta wake this dude up. And right as I was thinking that, the fucking seatbelt light came on, the fastened seatbelt light, because we were starting our final descent.
Oh,
and it was like, and I was like, fuck. So then I'm like, all right, if I wait till we land and I run right to the bathroom, this chick's gonna get off before me and I'm gonna miss my opportunity to fucking talk to her. There's no way that's going to happen. Dude, I held this piss as long as I possibly can. And then while we were taxiing, I was like, it was hurting so much. Like, the thought crossed my mind were, can I pee a little bit and just nobody notice?
Yeah, right. Just to relieve, like, a fraction of the pressure. I think, at that point, like, if you'd have let go, you might not have been able to stop it.
Dude. So I fucking had to suck it up. I had to run to the bathroom. And afterwards, and then, of course, wait till everybody was off the plane because I was in the very back, and by the time I got to my chair, of course, she was gone. Yeah. That is not the worst moment. If it ended there, I would have had a reason. I would not have been mad at myself. As I was walking down, I saw her in baggage claim. After I had about 10 minutes or so until you got there. You were on your way, and I was just chilling there.
Yeah.
And... walked right by her, and just this is how I know I'm meant to be a writer and not an improv, mm-hmm. not a comedian, because my improvisational skills are just shit. I was like, I just couldn't think of anything to say to walk up to a stranger, and even though we sat next to each other on the fucking plane, I could have made a joke. I could have said, hey, it was nice to fly next to you, or do you live in town, or
that would have been perfect.
I could have said anything. And after she walked away, I thought of all these things I could have fucking said.
Sure.
And then I sat there and I fucking watched her walk into the parking garage and I didn't fucking say anything.
Wouldn't it be awesome to be a beautiful girl? Like, no, I mean, seriously, because like us guys, like, we feel that pressure, like, oh my God, do I say, you know, it's like, like we're always the ones that have to engage, you know, an interaction or whatever. But it's like it's a pressure, man. It's pressure, and I know exactly how you feel, Tony. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's been times I've regretted not saying something to a girl, you know, many, many times actually.
There's been times I've said something and regretted it too.
Yeah, I've had those, you know.
Probably more often than that.
Just say, "Hey, it was worth a try." You know, like, because it's funny. Like, I feel like when a guy and a girl that don't know each other are having a great conversation, I think the guy automatically thinks that we're hitting on them. Like, I think you and I talked about this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, they're just having a conversation. Yeah. You know,
they don't know that we're hitting on them. Like,
yeah, like, and the whole time we're like, "Man, this is going great." Like, if I'm a nice girl, she's like, "Dude, I'm just chatting."
If you're a woman, and I'm talking to you, and you're not related to me, mm-hmm. I'm flirting with you.
Sure, right? And I'm not married or you know, I think if I'm like, that's it.
You know, even if you're in a relationship, it's hard. Like, even if it's like your buddy's girl or something like that, you're not flirting with them in a romantic, like in a serious way, mm-hmm. but you talk differently than you would like to, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, and that's wrong. That shouldn't be that way. That's, you know, it's, But I think in this day and age we have to work on that as men, and to not speak to somebody differently. And that goes across the board, whether it's gender or race or whatever. Like, yeah, that's something that we just. But it is like because of it's in our DNA to want to flirt,
mm-hmm.
we automatically talk. Or in a way, like, it's like you could be hanging out with your buddy.
And it's crafty. It's
dude,
crafty.
You be
know?
Hanging out. You ever hang out with your buddy that and you're having a fucking conversation and he's talking to you like he normally talks to you.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
a girl walks up and his voice goes up a little bit and he starts up a little. Like that.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happens all the time.
I've probably done.
I notice when I do. I notice when I do it and I notice when other people do it.
Sure.
And I'm like, fuck.
Sure. I guess I didn't think about that. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's natural. It's natural, but
it's like phone voice.
I always have. Well, I would like to feel that I'm fairly consistent, but I will say though, I know exactly what you mean. I don't know. You just can't help it. You
no,
know?
Dude. Especially with a few drinks, you know. Like I'm okay. It's one thing. Like let me go ahead and re-preface that. Like it's one thing at work or something. At work, you know, you don't. You know, you're talking to someone like they're. You know, you're working with somebody. It's a coworker, tantamount. You know, it's and then even like when it's a business dealing, like you know, if you're talking to, like bills or apartment manager or something like that, but get a couple of drinks at the bar, and even if it's someone that you're not interested in or someone that like a bartender, like you know that bartender's working. She wants nothing to do with you.
Yep.
She just wants to give you your fucking drink and get the hell out of here,
mm-hmm.
and get you the hell out of here. And but you have a hot female bartender, you're like you're automatically gonna flirt with her,
sure.
even if.
I feel like, I've had some great random conversations with dudes. You know what I mean? Just people I meet out. You know, have some great conversations. But I've noticed all of the best sort of random conversations of people that I'll never see again are usually women. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it's because, like you were saying, you naturally sort of, to me, like with a woman, you naturally open up a little bit, you know what I mean, in conversation. And
I think that's strangers, too.
Yeah. Well, strangers, and especially like female strangers, for me anyways.
Sure.
I don't know, but.
Well, that's why you'd want like a female therapist, right? Or maybe, I don't know. I guess that doesn't matter. That kind of stuff doesn't matter to me. I don't really find I open up more to men or women. I do find that, you know, last week we talked about airport conversations. The best airport conversation I ever had was with a woman. I think it was at Orlando Airport, and I was coming home here to Nashville, and she was telling me, I can't bust her out because I don't even remember her name, but I have it written down somewhere because I wrote the story down so I can use it as inspiration for like something later. But she like had sold her whole she had like sold all of her livelihood. To move to like Puerto Rico to be with this guy and then got out there and it didn't work out and like he cheated on her or something like that, whatever it was. And she was on her way back from Puerto Rico to Texas and she stopped over in Orlando and we sat at the bar and talked and she was telling me how like she thought she was going to marry this dude. Like, they were going out there to start a new life.
Yeah.
She sold all of her shit, quit a good job, like, to move out of the country.
Sure.
And had, like, minimal clothes, nothing, no place to live, no car, no nothing to go back to. Wow. So she was going, but she was, like, she wasn't super bummed out, and she was also a writer. So we sat there and talked about, like, all of our misery and our despair and sure. As writer to writer, we were able to talk about it not, you know, like misery and despair, but as inspiration for things that we're gonna projects and shit like that.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Poor girl. So,
yeah.
If you ever come across this, darn, I'm sorry. That is the worst. Some fucked up shit.
Man,
fucked up people out there, man.
I have her name written down somewhere. I should look her up on Facebook and see if she wants to come on the podcast, tell her story.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I mean, I'll be crying at the end of it. But
right? Well, unless it worked out all good. So, we're coming to the end here, man. There was one more thing that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about how your weekend was while I was gone. But I hear tell that you went to a cat's birthday party.
I did go to a fucking cat. I sang happy birthday to a cat. First time ever in... that doesn't happen all the time. Lowry is officially, 3 years old? What's his name?
I don't know, but...
It's funny. You got to love those people that use their animals as an excuse to get drunk, so...
I guess you're
Shout out to Heather and Kelly.
It's a lot, it's a lot more simple than this whole ruse that we've started to get... Sure. As an excuse to get drunk.
Fuck, we got to sit here and talk for an hour. God damn.
Oh, I got to go get some new fucking mic clips because I broke one today. Look, see, it's becoming work and shit.
Man, I tell you what, it was a fun party. And it got busted by the cops. Probably
I heard that.
Because of O'Shea's laugh, I would imagine.
Oh, look, busting O'Shea out. And
fucking laugh, dude. You can hear it for like 3 square blocks. That's right.
He does laugh like somebody is strangling a hyena.
That's not quite it, but it's equally... crazy. No, it was a fun party though. We had the pink panty dropper, and for those that don't know what that is, you take a cooler, you dump 2 bags of ice in it, an entire 24 case of PBR, and a giant half gallon of vodka, and you mix it all up with country time pink lemonade. Ooh, and it makes for a delicious, extremely alcoholic beverage that does not taste like alcohol. Great times.
That couldn't be any gayer if you stirred it with a big black dildo.
Mm.
You got that's actually.
Actually, I think it could have been gayer if you stirred.
I'm joking, by the way. I'm joking, of course.
It might have been a little bit gay.
But what? Okay. But you guys have had that before, and both times you guys have made it, I was out of town and missed it. And I'm kind of glad because it sounds like it was a headache waiting to happen.
No, actually, it wasn't this time. I mean, generally speaking, yeah, it would, but no, it was great this time.
All right.
Well, you don't add sugar to it. You just put the country time
just
in there.
Just a bunch of, like, lemonade and beer? Like,
and vodka.
And vodka.
They all neutralize each other.
It just turns into a slop of alcohol.
It tastes like...
prison hooch.
A fucking
it's
punch.
Hooch. It's prison hooch.
It tastes like a fucking punch you would have, like, at a dance. Or it tastes just like that. Except extremely alcoholic.
I don't know what kind of dances you grew up going to. Out here.
I'd be going to fun dances. Yeah. Where you All right. Through a bottle and now what's up?
You want to call it?
We calling it.
You got anything else?
You're so Orlando if. Give me one more. Give me one more good. One more good. Never mind. You're so Orlando if you're born in Orlando.
I was gonna say, right?
And your name is Tony. And you have awesome parents.
There was actually a thread going around like a few years ago about one of those "you're so this if you are" thing, but it was so specific to Orlando that like nobody that wasn't from there would get any of it. So it wasn't that funny. I feel like if you're gonna make a joke about it, it's got to be something that people can know about. Like if you've gone out in a matching theme park t-shirt with your significant other.
You are so Orlando. You are so Nashville if you are not from Nashville. On that note.
All right, see you guys.
See ya.
iTunes, Share Your Buzz, Google Play, and Stitcher. Don't forget, you can go to Stitcher, and don't forget to go back and listen to the episode we had 2 episodes ago with Jackalope Brewing. That was awesome. And we have one coming up this week with Ben Jarrell. singer-songwriter. And then after that, we're back at another brewery, and we got good things to come. Pool cast on the way in another month or so. Mm-hmm. So, all right, guys.
Folks, please go have sex with someone.